Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, the 30th of March, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall, and my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Now, I write equally on Facebook and Twitter. I tend to put my one-liner comments on Twitter, and those comments which require a little more elaboration go onto the Facebook page. So please be sure to consult both if you are interested in my work. And so now on to the synopsis of today's show. I'm going to start by giving you a concise history of the stock market since 1971, or 1974 to be a bit more precise. And I think you'll see a form of progression which gives rise to the next stage in the stock market's activities more easily than if I give you a day-by-day account of the market. Then I'm going to talk about the similarities in the market between 2000, the year 2000, and now. You will remember that 20 years ago the dot-coms were running wild, and there was no good reason why those companies, which had no real business plan or revenues or assets, should suddenly be worth so much money. Well, it's very much the same thing today, and that kind of scenario tends to presage the fall, the sharp and prolonged fall of a market. So be prepared. John Bolton's new appointment in the administration wouldn't really matter so much, probably, except that his particular personality and what he stands for, in my opinion, puts the United States directly on a path to war. It couldn't be more serious. So I'm going to talk a little bit about him and the consequences of his appointment. Well, the Russian government's efforts to deal with the West are futile. There is only one Western foreign policy, and it's Washington's. So let's give that a little airing today. Then I'll talk about the future. I don't often prognosticate markets and economies because so much can happen in the meantime, but I think the time has come to give you a little bit of an insight in what I think is going to happen for the next 6 months, maybe the remainder of the year. Then I will finish by talking about obesity in America. It is such a frightful problem. Nobody wants to face it. Nobody certainly wants to do anything about it. New data out just show that nearly 40% of US adults were obese in 2015 and 2016. So there is some little commentary that I believe due in that respect. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, since it is Friday, I wish you all a wonderful weekend. I will be back on Monday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.